Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Wednesday, November 17th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Food for the Hungry works to meet massive needs in Sudan. Chaos in Palestine fails to stop a team of believers from supporting the Middle Eastern Church. And Christians help provide an extreme makeover in China. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in the West Darfur region of Sudan, where Food for the Hungry is part of a massive relief effort helping displaced families. They're partnering with other humanitarian groups to work in 3 remote villages in West Darfur. Food for the Hungry President Ben Homan spoke recently from Sudan.
The displacement of people here in West Darfur and Sudan is at a crisis proportion, and Food for the Hungry is here to offer hope and help to the people who have lost their homes and their livelihoods, who have been victims of incredible human rights violations in this land.
Food for the Hungry is supporting long-term programs for the rehabilitation of the people of Sudan, including digging wells, providing medical care, and rebuilding the agriculture. But Homan says,
it's a long time before the people of Sudan and West Darfur feel the security to get back into their fields and their villages. And so that remains another crucial thing as we look to the future.
And it's all being done in the name of Christ. Elsewhere, the United Nations is publicly announcing its hopeful intentions for peace prospects in the Middle East. The Palestinian leadership crisis has many believers in the Middle East wary. Evangelcube's Tom Doyle, speaking from Jerusalem, says this is a critical time to support the church there.
We're here doing Evangelcube training with different church groups, messianic groups, Palestinian groups, and it's been amazing to see the people coming together. There's a lot of fear about what's going to happen next now that Yasser Arafat is gone. But the great thing is seeing how Palestinian believers are being warmly embraced by messianic believers.
Doyle says Christians in the Middle East are praying for wisdom.
There's some terrific stories about those from the Muslim faith coming to Christ just because some believers risked their lives sharing the gospel with them, and they were ready to meet the Savior. So they have to be very sensitive. They pray, they seek the Holy Spirit. Is this someone that I need to pursue and share the gospel with? Because it's dangerous.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A prominent Chinese house church leader could face an extremely harsh sentence if convicted in his upcoming trial. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, Pastor Kai Zhouhua is the leading minister to 6 house churches in Beijing and will be formally tried in court any day now. Kai's wife, along with her brother and his wife, were also arrested and could face similar harsh sentences. Pray for the strength for these leaders and their churches. And pray for the continued rapid spread of the gospel in China. Next, Shoes are giving Russian churches a chance to reach out to the orphans. Mission Network News Greg Yoder reports from St. Petersburg.
Buckner Orphan Care International's Shoes for Orphan Souls program is the key to seeing this outreach successful. Olga Vlasenko works in Buckner's evangelism program. Vlasenko says since orphanages are closed for the most part, churches must partner with organizations like Buckner to get in.
Many churches, they can work under Buckner, and they go to the orphanages, and they can share about God to the kids, and they can do good things for the kids.
Vlasenko says because the church earns the trust of the orphanage staff, outreach can happen.
People from the church, they can invite old kids to the church, and they can find new friends the same age from the church.
But more shoes are needed. Tomorrow we'll tell you what groups are doing to help. With a Shoes for Orphan Souls team, Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, St. Petersburg, Russia.
And the kitchen in the Lusun Orphanage and Elderly Home in China was in desperate need of help. Staff from Operation Blessing China saw unsanitary conditions in the kitchen that could create food-related sicknesses, threatening the already weak immune systems. The team immediately set out to renovate the facility, celebrated with a special feast with the 11 senior citizens and the 13 orphans who call it home. Through this action, the team became the hands and feet of Christ in responding to need. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video featuring the Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, please call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It can't help but encourage your church to get involved in orphan outreach. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.